John, before we go to calls, talk about exercise. Explain SMART mode that you write about.
SMART mode is an acronym for Super Mental Alert Reeducation Training Mode, SMART mode, S-M-A-R-T. It's basically the alpha and the theta states of consciousness. What I've discovered is that when you want to make changes through the power of your mind, through visualization, either you want to visualize your ideal body or you want to use visualization to become motivated to exercise or to eat healthy, mm-hmm. or really to get anything you want out of life, because I use visualization for basically everything. If you want to make your visualizations really, really powerful, you have to be in the SMART mode, which is like a meditative state. Because when you're in that state, your brainwaves become very synchronized, and the amplitude of your brainwaves expands so that the actual power that your brain's putting out can be 100 to 1,000 times more powerful than just your normal, everyday, talking, wakeful state. You also become much more focused. Your mind's not all over the place, so that you can make a very, very focused visualization. And you really leverage the power of your mind to create what it is you're looking for.
If you go into denial, or if you go into some kind of negativity, this isn't going to work for anybody, will it?
Well, that's one of the things you can use SMART mode with, because one of the things I talk about that causes your body to hold on to weight is something I call mental obesity. And mental obesity is just beliefs that get in the way of your weight loss. You might have tried to lose weight through dieting and failed so many times that you believe that you can't lose weight, or you were meant to be fat, or you're genetically fat, or all of these things. But the only thing that's happening is every time you try to diet, you're activating your body's fat programs and getting your body to want to be fat. You're just going about it the wrong way. So using SMART mode, you can change that belief by simply, first of all, understanding that you are going about it the wrong way.
Right.
And then secondly, by when you're in SMART mode, when you're in this focused meditative state, just saying certain key power words like weight loss is easy, weight loss is effortless, weight loss is natural, and imagining every cell of your body saying those words, you're actually just kind of reprogramming your negative beliefs and allowing more positive outcomes.
I like the fact, too, John, that you can use this for just about everything in your day-to-day life.
I use, personally, you see, visualization is a little bit like a muscle, in that the more you exercise a muscle, the stronger it gets.
Yes.
So visualization is the exact same way, and I use visualization for everything in my life. As a matter of fact, which is about a year ago,
mm-hmm.
I thought to myself, you know, these guys are really going to like the Gabriel method, because I used visualization. And if you look at my after picture, like I said, there's not much trace that I've ever had weight in the first place.
No, you can't tell.
What was amazing is that when I was over 400 pounds, I had a visual image of exactly the way I wanted to look, which was the way I looked as a teenager with stomach muscles and in shape and all this kind of stuff, athletic. And every night as I was going to sleep, I visualized that. And then 2.5 years later, I ended up looking exactly like that image. And it wasn't just that I had lost the weight. I looked exactly like the image that I had in my head. And if you had seen the image that I had in my head when I was over 400 pounds, you would have said I was crazy. You can't possibly look that way. But I ended up looking exactly like that. So I became a big believer in visualization. And I thought, when I saw The Secret, I thought, you know, these guys are really going to like my book, because I'm a very tangible example of the power of visualization. And I thought to myself, I would really like them to publish my book, The Gabriel Method. And so what I did was, I didn't even know who the publisher was. It turns out it's a company called Beyond Words, which is a division of Simon & Schuster. But I didn't know that. I just imagined, in my morning visualization, I just imagined that the people that published The Secret were going to publish my book, and it was just going to spread all over the world. And then a week later, I got a call from a literary agent in Thailand who said, I read your book. I love it. I just sold a book to a company called Beyond Words. You may be familiar with Beyond Words. They published The Secret. And I just emailed him back and I said,
shake your head. You know,
you're hired. I don't need to know anything more about you,
yeah.
Because this is what I put out for. And then he showed it to him, and now it's published by them.
That's great.
That really happens in every area of my life. And so I do use visualization. So one of the benefits of the Gabriel Method is, and you not only lose weight, but you have a tool that you can use to help you in every aspect of your life.
Yep.
If you want to have the next day a business meeting that you want to go really well, you visualize it going really well. You want your relationships to work. Whatever it is, it's really a tool that you can use. It's not 100% guaranteed it's going to end up exactly that way, but the stronger the power of your visualization, the more closer it will be to what it is, the reality will be to what it is you're visualizing.
Well, and as you know, John, if you don't visualize, it probably won't happen.
And not only that, you know what it's like? It's like you're driving a car. And to me, when you're driving a car, visualization is a little bit like putting your hands on the steering wheel and steering the car. So imagine we're all driving a car, and we don't even know there's a steering wheel. And so what happens is the car crashes into a tree, and then we go to the mechanic, and he fixes it up, and then we drive out, and we crash into a tree again. It's like basically we don't even know how to operate our mind-body organism. And visualization is sort of like the dials that can, the steering wheel that can steer you, not only your physical body and your physical health. And there's been thousands of documented examples of how visualization and prayer can help through physical ailments. You know, kids that have cured themselves through cancer by imagining the cancer cells being eaten up by little Pac-Men. And documented studies of Buddhist monks that pray for people and they get better. So visualization can be used for your health, but it can be used for everything. It's like putting your hands on the steering wheel and steering your car. If you're not putting your hands on the steering wheel, you're just subject to wherever the car is going to go.
What did you do about clothes? I mean, first of all, the picture here, when you're 400 pounds, I like that shirt. Unfortunately,
that's a nice shirt. It's a silk shirt.
You can't wear it anymore.
No, I can if I want to wear it as like a, I don't know, a night shirt.
Oh, you're going through wardrobes like crazy.
Yeah, well, you know what? I had 6 different sizes in my closet, actually.
What was your waist?
Like a men's store.
When you were 400 pounds, what was your waist size?
It was 60.
60?
Yeah.
And what are you now? 34?
34, 35.
Yeah, unbelievable. Let's take some calls here while we chat. Michael in El Paso, Texas, first-time caller. You're on with us. Hey, Michael.
How are you, Mr. Arnie? Well, I was just listening to you guys, and can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, great, excellent. I really like what you guys are talking about. You know, what comes to mind is you're kind of talking about like the evolution of man, and in a sense where you're getting together your mind, body, and soul, and you're finding a path for yourself. Now, what's the first step that you took to realize your ultimate goal?
Visualization. The first thing I did was, see, I actually used visualization as a kid for a number of things. When I was 10 years old, I used to get really, really bad migraine headaches, and nothing could work for them. And then one day, my father, who was a dentist, took me through this visualization where I was skiing down a ski slope, because he used to take me skiing as a kid. And he said, I want you to imagine that you've got this big bowl of black sand on your shoulder. And as you're skiing, just imagine the sand is tipping out. And that sand is your headache. And then we go down, and by the time we got down to the bottom of the slope, he let me know, he goes, now all the sand's gone, and so is your headache. My headache was gone. And then what happened was I started doing that myself, because aspirin wasn't working. So nothing could work. So I started doing this visualization myself. Eventually, I got so good at getting rid of headaches that as soon as I got one, I just visualized, I put my finger to my forehead and imagined the headache just going into my finger, and I could feel actually moving out and just flick it away, it'd be gone. And then when I was 14, I used visualization to get rid of smoking. I used to smoke. And I imagined the smoke just being this disgusting black tar and being repulsed by it. And I imagined visualizing just taking a puff of smoke and just being disgusted by it. And then I couldn't touch cigarettes anymore. So I used visualization in business. So I imagined my business expanding and that worked. So I'd used visualization before, and I never really connected it with weight loss. And then once I connected it with weight loss, that's when everything really came together. So if you're looking at the first place to start, find a picture of exactly the way you would like to look. It could be you at another time, or it could be a picture from a magazine. But find a picture of exactly the way you'd like to look. Keep it by your bed. And then before you go to sleep at night, look at the picture. Just stare at it for 30 seconds. Close your eyes. Imagine yourself looking that way. Imagine yourself in the ocean, you know, on the beach, running and being in great shape with whatever stomach muscles, whatever, diving into the water, just feeling great. Imagine that scene and really go into it. and really imagine that that's going to be you and allow that to happen. And that's the first step. After you do that, everything else will come together because you'll be guided to a book that makes sense, and you'll read it, and you'll be surfing the internet, and you'll find something out about nutrition that makes sense, and all of a sudden you won't be as hungry. And it's basically you're attracting that body to yourself. You're using your mind to create it. So yeah, that is the first step.
My sister has your same last name, by the way.
Is that right?
Gabriel, yeah. Okay. She went through a divorce, and she decided that's the name she wanted, and that's what she did.
That was her husband's name?
No. She did. It's my father's first name, so she wanted to change her name, and that's what she did.
That's interesting.
So she used it as her last name.
Because it just came to me one day that your name's John Gabriel, and I didn't know why. And I used to be, my name was originally John Abrams, and I didn't know why, but I was meditating one day and said, your name's John Gabriel. And I went and looked on the internet and researched who, you know, Gabriel was, and apparently Gabriel was the archangel of vision, of dreams, of visualization, of health, of hearing, of communication. And I thought, wow, that's interesting, because my message is very much about visualization and health and healing. And so I thought, okay, and it just stuck.
So when you when you go out to dinner, what do you order?
Right now, my body really, really wants foods that are what I call real foods. And real foods are foods that existed before we started playing with foods, you know, before we started inventing
foods. But most restaurants don't have that. So
well, no, every restaurant has meat, chicken, fish, salads, nuts, seeds. You know, if you were somewhere where there was no civilization, you would have at your disposal all the fruit, all the salad, all the nuts, all the seeds, fish, chicken, meat. You would have all of those things at your disposal. I find that my body really craves those foods, and my body understands that it has nutrients that it can digest and assimilate, and my body's really learned that that is what food is. So I'll go out and if they have a nice piece of salmon or fish or chicken or seafood, doesn't matter, with a huge salad and lots of vegetables. Those are the types of things I usually crave.
So you find what you want on the menu.
Always. And I eat as much as I want. And I eat more than most people that I know. I mean, I eat a lot of food, but it's all real food. The other food just doesn't do it for me anymore. If I try to just taste bread or pizza, to me, at this point, it tastes like cardboard.
Will you eat a candy bar at all at this point?
At gunpoint, I might. It doesn't do anything for me. You know, when I taste it, I feel like this, I feel this rush in my body. I don't even like the way it feels. People eat, there's certain reasons why we crave sweets. One of them is because our tongue has lost its sensitivity to sweet, and that's because your fat programs are on. The other is because we can't regulate our blood sugar.
That's
right. Blood sugar spurge. My blood sugar, I can regulate my blood sugar really, really well now.
What was it when you were 400 pounds?
I know that according to Atkins, I was borderline type 2 diabetic. He didn't tell me what my blood sugar was, but he told me my insulin levels were 300% higher than
normal. Well, and normal 70 to like 120, so you're probably over that.
Yeah.
Okay. Next up, let's go to Tanya in Fowler, Ohio, east of the Rockies. Tanya.
Well, hi.
Hey.
I have to say that George's book inspired me to lose 100 pounds. It helped redirect me from a bad situation.
Really?
Yes, to get the hope to just go ahead and do it. Because when you're, like he says, in a bad situation, you bury yourself.
That's interesting, because I didn't write it as a book to lose weight. It was just one of John meditation.
But like he said,
interesting.
Well, what you were able to do is address the real issues for her.
Yeah.
For her, the issues were stress related.
Yeah.
And if you are meditating, what they've found is meditation causes your brain to block signals to the amygdala, and the amygdala is the seat of aggression.
Mm-hmm.
And it also lowers cortisol levels.
That's
now, cortisol activates your fat programs. So meditation alone can help you this way.
My problem is, though, I'm doing everything that I did to lose the first 100, but I'm at a plateau, and I'm trying to figure out how to break this.
That's where the Gabriel method will have you go the rest of the distance here.
Yeah, it'll give you things that you haven't thought about before, definitely. How long did it take you to lose the first 100?
About 6 months.
Okay, and you're still you still have that weight off of you?
Yes.
And how long have you been at a plateau?
Oh, about 3 months, 4 months.
Okay. I wouldn't worry about it too much, because the fact that you haven't gained the weight back means that you've addressed most of the real issues. What it sounds to me like is that there's a couple more issues that you haven't addressed, and it might be at this point a nutritional deficiency that's causing you to hold on to the rest of the weight. If you read the book, you can go through it. You'll see what some of the issues might be.
Well, I'll definitely get your book. But what I was also wondering, though, as you were talking, is about finding equilibrium. You know, equilibrium between your exercise and what you were saying nutritionally. And as somebody who's changing, especially the female body as opposed to males, you know, it's a little bit different. even if you're younger and your hormones are still working, or if you're older. You know, how you find that, you know.
Let me talk about exercise for a second, because this is something you may not have thought of. Exercise, people think the benefit of exercise is to burn calories, with the idea that you burn more calories than you take in. But sooner or later, if you're not addressing the real issues, that's kind of useless, because you're going to end up eating more. Like Lance Armstrong used to eat 10,000 calories a day. You know, if you exercise that much, you're going to eat 10,000 calories a day. Yeah. But the real benefit of exercise is that if you do it right, it can actually get your body to want to be thin. Now, remember I said before that if you're in a famine, it's going to activate these fat programs, or if you're causing stress to your body, mental and emotional stress, that's causing the same chemistry as a famine, it's going to activate the fat programs. Well, we've got these exact opposite programs, these thin programs in our body that make your body want to be thin. And it's a different type of stress that causes different chemistry. And I'll give you an example. Imagine you weren't living in a time of famine, but imagine you were living in a place where there's always enough food to eat. You're in a tropical island where there's plenty of fruit and fish and vegetables and everything you can eat. There's no famine and it's warm. But every once in a while, you're chased by a tiger. There's wild tigers on this island, and if you don't run as quick as possible for 10 seconds, 20 seconds, 30 seconds, you're dead. So that is a stress. It's called a fight or flight response. It's what people normally consider stress. That causes different chemistry in your body. That chemistry actually makes your body want to be thin. I call it the get thin or get eaten adaptation. If you can activate the get thin or get eaten adaptation, then your body will want to be thin. And I discovered this kind of by chance. One day I was biking up a hill, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this dog comes running, chasing after me, and he starts screaming and barking, and he's 1 inch away from taking out my Achilles tendon for a mile. And I'm sprinting as fast as I can. I'm looking back, and he's snapping at my Achilles tendon the whole time. After that experience, I just lost a tremendous amount of weight over the next 2 weeks. It was unreal. And what I realized is that if your body gets the message that you have to be thin, otherwise you're going to get eaten, you're going to get thin. Your set point is going to shift. Remember I talked about the set point before? How do you get it to go from 190 to 150? If your body thinks that you need to be fast in order to live, your set point goes down to 150 instantly. So that's what happened to me. Then what I started doing with exercise is that when I'd go on my bike rides, I'd ride real leisurely. But then whenever I got to that same hill, I'd stand up and I'd imagine that this dog was chasing me. Because your body doesn't know the difference between a real and imagined experience. So when you make a visual image, like they've done studies with Olympic athletes where they visualize their ideal sport, and all the neurons and tendons that go into the coordination of that sport are getting activated in the right sequence. Your body doesn't know that you're making up the visualization, and you can use that to your advantage. So if you just imagine you're being chased by a predator, then you've activated the get thin or get eaten adaptation. That's the real benefit of exercise. You don't have to do it all the time. You only have to do it a couple days a week. But as long as you get that adaptation, you're going to lose the weight.
We'll be back with Final Calls with John Gabriel in a moment on Coast to Coast AM.
Talk with George Norrie. Call the Wild Card line at 818-501-4109. The first-time caller line is 818-501-4721. To talk to George toll-free from east of the Rockies, call 1-800-825-5033. From west of the Rockies toll-free, call 1-800-618-8255. International callers may reach George Norrie by calling their in-country Sprint access number, pressing option 5, and dialing toll-free 1-800-893-0903. From the City of Angels, this is Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie.
On our next Coast to Coast program, two guests, Catherine Albrecht and Roger Tolsis, as we talk about your privacy. For example, they can stop you and take your blood for a test? No, we don't want that to happen. That'll be our next Coast to Coast show, but we'll be right back with John Gabriel, and we'll take your final questions right here on Coast to Coast AM. John, before we go to final calls, take a few moments. Where can we get the book, The Gabriel Method?
Gabriel Method is in most bookstores, should be all bookstores, all fine bookstores in the U.S. And in the world. And you can go to GabrielMethod.com.
Brilliant. And you mentioned the CD. Tell me about that.
Yeah. The CD is a visualization CD. If you buy the book, you can then go on the Internet to CD and download the CD for free if you've bought the book.
Okay.
And the CD is something you listen to at night. It's a visualization CD. It relaxes you, and then it puts you in this smart mode that I talk about, and then it prompts you to make a visual image of how you'd like to look. And when you visualize yourself in that smart mode, you are maximizing the power of your mind and really leveraging your mind.
And practice makes perfect.
Yeah, and over time it just becomes automatic after that.
All right, back to the calls we go. Josh in San Diego, first-time caller. Thanks for calling, Josh.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I got a story for you.
Sure.
Well, I was a military police officer in the Army, and unfortunately I was a part of a very corrupt and very hard unit. And a buddy of mine coming out of basic training was 170 pounds, lean muscle, totally fit. And the more they rode him, he ballooned up to 250 pounds, and no one knew why.
Yeah, well, that's why. Yeah.
And, it seemed the harder they rode him to lose weight after he put it on,
yeah,
the more he would either put on a little bit of more weight or he just, maintained the 250. And even I put on about 60 pounds at one point.
Yeah. It's like George said, weight can be used as a shield. And I had this. I actually felt safer having the extra weight. When somebody's abusing you or dominating you, whether it's mental or emotional or physical, that can cause a specific type of stress in your body that causes specific chemistry that activates these fat programs, and your body will adapt so that if you feel safer with the extra weight, if you feel more protected with the extra weight, your body will adapt because your body's always trying to protect you. Your body always adapts to stress. And you go out in the sun and there's too much sun, what happens is your skin gets darker to protect you from the sun because the sun becomes a stress. But then when there's not enough sun, then your skin gets lighter because not enough sun is a stress. So your body's always adapting to stress so that the stress becomes less stressful. So your friend was in a very stressful situation, and the way his body chose to adapt is by putting on weight. Obviously, he felt safer with the extra weight. And also, when you have that type of domination, when you are physically bigger, sometimes you do feel safer because when you're that big, then people aren't going to bother you. So that is certain people feel safer being fat. And if that's the issue, you have to address that issue because no diet or program is going to work unless you address that issue because that's the real issue.
John, how did your body lose the weight but not show any signs that it did in terms of, the stretchy skin and things like that?
Well, there's when you go on a diet and you try to lose weight, what happens is you're putting an enormous stress in your body that elevates your cortisol levels. And cortisol causes your skin to become very inelastic. And the way I lost weight was not through a diet, and my cortisol levels were getting lower. And also, because I started craving healthier and healthier foods, my body was detoxifying. So my skin kept as much elasticity as possible. I also lost the weight in a gradual way over a two-year period rather than a crash diet. So it gave my skin an opportunity to keep its elasticity and rebound properly. I also feel, as I mentioned before, that visualization helped because I don't think it's a coincidence that the body that I was visualizing ended up being exactly the body that I got. So somehow the power of your mind also can help in that regard. I just think that there's so many ways that we can use our mind and we don't use it. It's almost like a famous philosopher, I think it was Ouspensky in the early 1900s, said that our body mind is like a spaceship that we carry around in with a horse and buggy. It's like we're towing around a spaceship. Imagine if we learned how to start the engine and then to drive it and eventually fly it and do intergalactic travel. That's what we're capable of. We have no idea how powerful our minds are until we experiment with them. And so I do think the visualization helped enormously. For example, Arnold Schwarzenegger said he used to use visualization when he was bodybuilding.
Mm-hmm.
And he was at the time the best bodybuilder. And they used visualization for business and then movies and then government and all that kind of stuff. So
let's go to Scott driving around in Michigan. Hey, Scott.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Scott.
A couple of things. You know, it's ironic. I had a cigarette in my mouth when John spoke about how he quit smoking, and I haven't been able to light it since.
Oh, there you go. I'm glad I was able to help somebody over there.
I've lost my appendix exploded in 2000, and I was sick for a while, and shortly about a year and a half later, then my gallbladder did the same thing. Anyway, my question is about digestive issues.
Yeah, it is. That's exactly what I was thinking. Because when your appendix, they used to think that the appendix was just that, an appendix. It wasn't for anything. But what they've discovered is that it's a breeding ground for friendly bacteria. And you need those friendly bacteria to help you digest and assimilate nutrients. So as soon as you said the appendix, the first thing I thought was you've got digestive issues. So if you've got those type of issues, what you need to do is add probiotics and digestive enzymes as supplements.
Okay.
Probiotics are friendly bacteria, and I recommend the type of probiotics I recommend are a full spectrum probiotics that also have what's called homeostatic organisms, which are tens of millions of different microbes, digestive microbes, not just bacteria, but microbes that used to be in our food. It used to be in our soil.
The good stuff.
Yeah, and over farming has stripped all that away. So you need to take those on an empty stomach in the morning and the evening, and then you need to take digestive enzyme. I recommend a plant-based digestive enzyme with every meal. And that will help correct a lot of the problems, because if you can't digest and assimilate your nutrients, you're in what I call a nutritional famine. Your body will assimilate the calories, and it'll just store the calories, but it'll stay hungry for the specific nutrients.
Do you speak around the country? Or?
I do. Well, I do. I was supposed to speak in a big Mind Body Expo in Detroit last month, but it got canceled. Right now, I'm speaking in Australia, but starting in April or May, I'll be going to the States and doing seminars.
Back to the circuit. Things are tough in my old hometown of Detroit, John. My God.
Yeah, well, that's what I hear. Yeah.
Let's go to British Columbia and Canada. Lorraine, you are up with us. Hey, Lorraine.
How's it going?
Good.
Good. Listen, John, I just want you to know, I totally agree with you. It's mind over matter.
Yeah, well, our minds are so much more powerful than we give it credit. There's no limit. I really, really believe that.
Yeah.
There's just no limit of what your mind is capable of.
I totally believe it, too. I mean, sometimes, you know, I'll feel myself coming down with a cold.
Yeah.
And I'm just too busy.
Yeah.
And I can talk myself out of it.
Yeah.
I really
can. Yeah. I think that your body is totally listening to your mind. And if you know how to communicate, and what I discovered, the reason why visualization is so effective with weight loss is because what I discovered is that visualization is like a language that you can use to communicate with your body. Because your body doesn't speak English. You can't say to your body, I want to lose weight because my best friend's getting married in 6 months and I want to look good in the dress. Your body doesn't know what 6 months is. It doesn't know what weight is. It doesn't know any of these things. It's almost like you're speaking a different language. So if you're in a foreign country and you have to go to the bathroom, for example, and nobody speaks the language, what do? You can go to 1,000 people and say, where's the bathroom? And they'll just look at you. But the minute you draw a picture of a toilet or a bathroom, and you show it to somebody, anybody, they instantly know what you're talking about because symbols are the universal
mm-hmm.
language. So when you make a visual image of exactly the way you like to look, you're speaking a language your body understands. Your body doesn't understand English, but it'll understand symbols.
John, what has this done for you emotionally in terms of personal happiness and things like that?
Well, my life is sort of just flow now for the most part. I mean, I just allow things to happen, and emotionally I'm just, you know, I just allow my life. I have a lot of faith now in my life.
Good. I mean, you're human. You have your ups and downs. Everybody does.
Of course I do. But I have a lot more faith, I guess, that my life has a reason, and I've surrendered to that faith. And when I was living in New York, I was fighting it all the time. It made sense to do what I was doing, but I didn't love it. I didn't want to do it. And it wasn't until I really surrendered and followed my heart that things started flowing in my life. So now I do a sort of meditation in the morning. Once I'm done that meditation, I just surrender to the day, and I just say, I just, you know, allow this day to happen the way it's supposed to happen, and I just surrender to that. And there's just a lot more flow, and I'm not trying to force things to happen the way I think they should happen. I'm just allowing them to happen, and so emotionally, I'm a lot calmer, I guess.
Final calls here, Grandview, Washington, we go. Trevor, you're up.
Hey, a year ago, I was a severe type 2 diabetic, and
yeah.
My blood sugar levels, my A1C was 14.
Yeah.
So my blood sugar levels was run about 350.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
it was terrible. I since went quote unquote on a diet. To me, it's not a diet, and I lost 100 pounds.
Yeah.
I'm no longer diabetic. I got off all my diabetic medication.
Yeah.
And much of what John Gabriel is saying is true.
Yeah.
Now I went on the Atkins diet, and people ask me now, "How can you have done this so long?" My body doesn't crave the sugar and the junk and the other stuff that people normally eat in this country.
I'll
crave nutrients like the proteins, the pure proteins, and the vegetables and things like that. And I now lift weights. You know, it's drastically changed my life. Everything's better in every aspect of my life.
Yeah, I'd venture to say that probably, like you said, everything's better in every aspect of your life, but there was probably other things in your life that you also addressed, and those other things were causing you to crave carbohydrates and all those things. And once you address those other things, the carbohydrate cravings go away because your body doesn't need the weight. So it definitely, you don't, like for me personally, I don't crave what I call dead carbs. I eat a lot of fruit, but I don't crave the dead carbs, the breads and the pastas and the sugars and all those
potatoes
things.
And things like that.
And what I have found is a lot of people write to me and say that they used to have type 2 diabetes and they were on medication and they're not anymore, and their blood sugar's down to 6 and all this kind of stuff. A lot of that comes from, I think, the omega-3 fatty acids that I recommend taking and reducing stress, because stress causes insulin resistance, and type 2 diabetes is really a very, very severe case of insulin resistance. It's actually a severe case of the fat programs. I gave a talk at the American Holistic Medical Association last year, and what I put up a slide of certain chemical changes, and I said, if somebody walks into your office and they're overweight and they have this blood chemical profile, what's wrong with them? And everybody in the room said metabolic syndrome. Now, metabolic syndrome is the precursor to type 2 diabetes. I said, what you're looking at is a slide of the chemical changes that take place when somebody is starving and their fat programs are activated. So the fat programs are really what metabolic syndrome is, and a severe case of fat programs is type 2 diabetes. So when you really do address these things by reducing stress, by adding more omega-3s, by reducing the carbs, as he said, you're basically, by reducing the insulin resistance, then you're actually reversing the type 2 diabetes. And I have had it's sort of like a fringe benefit to it. It wasn't anything I was advertising, but I've had so many people write to me and say that they no longer have type 2 diabetes.
Syracuse, New York. Hello, Brad. Take it away.
How you doing, John?
Good.
Hey, Brad.
This is a great show. You know, I have experienced the same thing you did. I sat in front of a mall a couple years ago, and I literally had to put my car in park because I know I was going out from lack of sleep.
Yeah.
I've since lost some weight. My triglycerides were over 400. I got them back to normal conditions.
Yeah.
And, you know, my wife once said to me, she goes, when I first met you, you were 180 pounds and had a 32-inch waist.
Oh,
I
wow.
turned around and said, well, whose fault was that? You know? my question to you is, what are some of the other nutrients? Because I'd like to get your book and your stuff. And what do you use for your comfort food? You know, everybody needs some comfort.
Okay, before I answer that question, but let me ask you a question. Have you been checked for sleep apnea?
I know I have it. And
okay, well, let me just stop you, okay? Because nothing else is more important in your life right now than getting your sleep apnea taken care of. Because your sleep apnea is elevating your cortisol levels, and that's activating your fat programs. So we could talk about nutrients all day long, and you're not going to gain weight until your cortisol levels go down. Because you can give anybody cortisol, and they will puff out for as long as you give them the cortisol. So it's not only that you're not sleeping, and you're exhausted all the time, so you can't exercise, and you're craving junk food because you're tired. Specifically, there's a chemical thing that's happening in your body that's activating your fat programs. That has to be addressed. You stop everything. I don't care how much it costs. Nothing is more important than getting your sleep apnea in check. And the way you do that is you go to your doctor. You say, I want to be checked for sleep apnea. They give you a sleep study, and it's paid for by Medicare or insurance. And if you have sleep apnea, you sleep with a CPAP machine. I had such a severe case of sleep apnea. If I didn't sleep with a CPAP machine, I wouldn't be alive right now. I would not have lost the weight. Eventually, I didn't have the sleep apnea anymore, and I sent the CPAP machine back to the manufacturer with a big thank you note. But that is more important to discuss for you right now than nutrients. You've got to get your sleep apnea taken care of.
Thank you, Dan.
Okay, take care of that.
I just want to say also, I had someone in the exact same situation call me 4 months ago, and since then, as soon as they got their CPAP machine, they started losing. He lost 20 pounds in 20 days, which is not the Gabriel method or anything like that. It just happened because he addressed the real issue. He's now lost almost 90 pounds in the last 4 months, and he's on my website. His name's Alan Davidson. You can see pictures of him. He's almost unrecognizable in just 4 months, and it was all because he got his CPAP machine.
Good for you.
So it's about addressing the real issues, whatever they are, whether they're physical, mental, or emotional.
One or two more calls left. Albert, Riverside, California, west of the Rockies. Thanks for calling, Albert.
Oh, thank you, George. Appreciate it. Pleasure to talk to you. Hey, John, how you doing?
Yeah, how you doing?
Good, good. Great subject. Hey, listen, I'm 48 years old, and my dad was a truck driver most of his life. He passed away from complications of diabetes. And I don't have diabetes. I know it's hereditary, but I am overweight. I'm about 265, I'm 5'11". I've been checked again and again, and I'm just on top of it all the time. But I need to work on the weight because I'm a driver now.
Yeah.
Doing the same thing my dad did.
Yeah.
And my worry is getting in the same situation.
Yeah, well, I would say for two things, when you're a driver, there's really two things that are the problems. One is stress, okay? So I recommend that you listen to the CD at night. And also that you just get, you do some circulation because you're sitting all the time. You need to if you don't circulate your muscles, they'll become insulin resistant. If they become insulin resistant, you get, if it gets bad enough, you get type 2 diabetes. That's all type 2 diabetes. This is a very severe case of insulin resistance. And if you're too sedentary, then your muscles will become insulin resistant. So there's got to be, you got to have some circulation, and you got to reduce the stress. So those are the two things. And then also, whenever you can, you know, your truck stops, whatever. If there's some, ask yourself in the menu, is there anything that existed prior to us inventing food? And if the answer is yes, add that to whatever it is you're eating.
That's great. Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you. Minute to go. One more time. Website, book. John, get it out.
It's The Gabriel Method by John Gabriel, and it's GabrielMethod.com.
Tanya, Glendale, California. 30 seconds. All I need you to do is say, what? Go ahead, Tanya.
What?
Thanks for calling. Bye.
One day I will get you that chart. Life has happened, George, but I will get it to you one day.
Okay.
I wanted to say that I lost 40 pounds with a very similar way that John is speaking of. But recently I have learned that a lot of people, including myself, are gaining huge amounts of weight really fast, and it's water weight, and a lot of doctors can't tell the difference between water and fat.
Interesting. We're out of time, John Gabriel, but I want to thank you for being on the program tonight. I really do. John Gabriel. For Kiris Coburn, Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Laudasur, Ross Mitchell, George Nappy, Ian Punnett, and Art Bell, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everybody.